update. I'm telling my story and we're talking in Texas and everything of how the plans fell through and how I moved with my friend and how I was supposed to be. And God opened the door for me to go back to a place where I thought that he had previously shut. And one thing that I didn't mention that I just thought about was one of the biggest reasons that I thought that the door was shut, or I figured that the door was shut, was one day that my friend was trying to take me back to my mother's, because she wasn't staying in an apartment, she was still staying in a hotel, and she was like, you know, I'm tired, basically, I want my own space. You know, which I respected. I was like, okay, that's cool, fine, and dandy. And the day that we were supposed to help her move, or something like that, so to speak, we were supposed to spend the night, and the police came. Previous to that, I had heard a voice tell me, like, you can't go back. This is not your place. You're not supposed to, you know, unless you're go back to your friend's house. And when we got to the hotel, I was giving her the stuff, and I think we were supposed to be spending the night that night, or something happened, but the police came because something had happened that night, and they had shined the light, and they was like, are you supposed to be on this property? And they was trying to like run our names and ask us questions and whatever, because that property was strict. And so I felt a strong utterance in my spirit, like, okay, this is it. This is the warning. And so that's what I told my friend. And she was like, I don't know what else to do. Because it initially was supposed to be us staying there for 2 weeks. And we were supposed to be going to a shelter. And that's what we had agreed upon. And then 2 weeks turned into, like, 2 months. And it was never my intentions to do that, which I did pay her some of the money. I think it was like when my money was cut off that I stopped paying, and that wasn't much. I did, however, contribute on the light bill, which I had to reach back and fix some of my mistakes. And so, not all of them, but because, like I said, the hotel took a majority of my income, and then so, but I tried. So those who are wondering, I didn't purposely go stay with a person just to stay with a person, just because that wasn't my intentions. If you're hurting this process and you're listening, I do apologize. However, that's just how life goes. You see things you just don't expect. Not saying put the blame on others or anything, but this is my U-Haul story and what took place, a clippet of it. Because like I said, you can scroll back and listen, and I will never put the blame on others. This is my part of what I am saying transpired, and a little bit more of what I felt, okay? So, this was coming to a time when these friends were like ready to put me out, because I had made promises on promises, and it was weird. It was like every time I was supposed to give money, like the first time I had gave it to his wife, and I didn't know that at the time they kept bills separate and et cetera, et cetera. I had gave some money to his wife, and he took that as a sign of disrespect because of how his house was run. And I didn't mean to disrespect him. I just figured, like, you know, I'm feeling led. I'm feeling like I'm being led to give your wife this money for the bills, you know, so to speak. That's where my thoughts was. And it wasn't just no little amount. It was a nice lump sum. And so the second time, it was a whole lot less. Because I had got, I don't remember what I had got. I think I had got a cash advance or something something else to that matter, but I had less. And it was supposed to be the exact amount of that month's rent. And that's when I ended up giving it to someone else, because I was like, I figured, I was like, this person was also a, I did not recall, but these are, I believe these were my exact thoughts, like, this person also, you know, needed their bills paid, and they had a running car, and I thought that, I was like, okay, well, maybe this is why I'm feeling led to give this money to this person to help them, so maybe they can help me, or I don't know. I just felt that regardless. And before I had left, I had gave away some of my grandmother's prized possessions, which was very close to me. And I had gave it away to them because I felt like, well, maybe, you know, you give in order to receive. So I felt less, not disrespected, but less accomplished, because I'm a huge giver. I have a huge heart, so to speak, and I give not to be given to, but I give just because. And I had given a large amount, so to speak, to the church. Probably shouldn't be talking about it, but y'all, white butterfly just flew by. Just give me a second. Stay tuned for part 2.